Guys, gals, non-binary pals, Different Circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Society. A murder takes place in Japan. Someone's head is cut off in an office. The staff do a great job of cleaning. The area is marked off and covered in plastic. And then a crew shows up and moves the furniture, which is meticulously cleaned, while the old carpet is quickly removed and a new carpet is installed. Very quickly. Everything is put back to normal. Everyone is quite pleased with themselves. They kept their cool in a stressful situation. It's been a good day. It's been a good day.
Tune into 101.9. This is CFNC. That track was Return to Monkey by Swedish-American band Viagra Boys. And yeah, a bit of a strange one, but I think it's a good way to kick off this week's dance punk episode. Viagra Boys dropped an album this year that's really good, so if you like that track, check it out. I found the album was a bit poppier than the rest of the records, but it is cool the direction they went into. There's a few chiptune-y sounding tracks like Water Boy that I love, and then he even channels Gord Downie. That is Sebastian Murphy, the lead of Viagra Boys. He channels a bit of Gord Downie on the track Medicine for Horses, which talks about the plains of North America. And the first time I heard it, I genuinely thought he was just trying to rip him off a little bit. But I'm back in the studio. I'm doing a CD-only episode again. Doing it live. And yeah, this week I'm just going to be playing some dance punk tracks. That track, as I mentioned, was Viagra Boy's Return to Monkey, the outro to the 2023 album Cave World, one of my favorite albums in a long time. And yeah, that track is just a like a reflection of the general quarantine hysteria that a lot of people encountered through social media and just with a few events going around. And coming up next, I'm going to be playing some Canadian ones, just like I did last week. All of these next ones, until the next time you hear me talk, will be Canadian tracks. And this one coming up next comes off the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. And not the Netflix series, the movie. Same cast, but the soundtrack is one of the most important, probably the most important soundtrack to me personally. And yeah, just a lot of great Canadian dance punk. You got Beck, who I think he was the curator for it, but all of the original songs were written by him, but performed by the Canadian cast containing Alison Pill, Michael Cera, etc. And yeah, I'm going to kick it off with the intro to that album, We Are Sex Bob-Omb. Then I'll be playing Threshold. Then I'll be playing a song off USS's album, Advanced Basics. This is the best song that reminds me of my late friend Jack. We spent a lot of time listening to it in elementary school. And then after that, some Death From Above and kick it off Tokyo Police Club. So stay tuned because it's going to be all dance punk for the next hour. So yeah, hope you guys like it. I'm going to cut to this track in just a sec, and yeah, I'll see you soon.
Whee!
Oh,
now. Give me calcium and put me in the lost and found. I don't care, throw me anywhere. I'm cool, man, pasta, baby, on repair. This is the best, this is the best. My head is such a fucking mess. This is the best, crack house arrest. My head's a mess. Well, I woke up on a Monday. I'd been feeling pretty wired. I've been wide awake since Wednesday. I was feeling so inspired by the state of my own execution. Drop me cause I can't let go. Wish me good luck, mission control, I'm crushing like a monster truck. I should care, but I don't care, I f***ing don't care, don't care. Well, I woke up on a Monday, I've been feeling pretty wired. I've been wide awake since Wednesday. I was feeling so inspired by the state of my own execution.
Yeah.
Welcome back and tune into 101.9 CFNC. It's Wednesday. It's 2:23. Pretty nice week so far. It's been a bit windy here in Kingston, but besides that, pretty nice. Yeah, got a new guest. I got a clown in the studio. I don't know where that was going. I found a horn. Pretty cute. But yeah, that track was Cheered On by Tokyo Police Club. Before that, Black History Month by Death From Above, 1979. This is the best and a few tracks off of Sex Bob-omb's debut mixtape, the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. And coming up next, I'm going to be playing some influences that heavily affected the dance punk scene, especially in the early 2000s when it was prevalent. And yeah, so I'm going to be playing a few tracks from La Tigra. And La Tigra is Kathleen Hanna's aunt project. She's one of the biggest icons in Riot Girl and punk, and I feel she doesn't get enough respect from all of her bands and all of the different styles she helped pioneer. The debut self-titled La Tigra album has a vibe to it that no other album really can fill. It's cute. It's just about being in downtown New York. And there's some punky songs on it, like What's Gonna Take on Cassavetes. But a lot of it is just about riding the subway. Like, you got My Metro Card, Friendship Station. But then you really have songs like Les and Ray that are just nice and wholesome to listen to. But then the instrumental Slideshow at Free University is this Plundering Phonics wheeling trip hop instrumental track that really feels like it could have been on a Deltron album. But yeah, after that, I got the English Beat coming up, Big Pioneers. Yeah, without New Wave and bands like the English Beat, Talking Heads, Devo, this whole scene wouldn't have happened. Especially with the CBGB's bands I mentioned, but the English Beat may not be as popular, but I believe that they're just as influential. And then I have New Rave, which kind of came up after dance punk. I have the Klaxons. I'm going to be playing the track Two Receivers off of the album Myths of the Near Future. And Yeah, pioneers of the 2000s scene with their new rave track, Dragon Queen. And It's Blitz is the album Dragon Queen is off of. And Fever to Tell is one of my favorite albums, but lately It's Blitz is kind of been overshadowing it. But yeah, one thing since I've been in here just playing these songs and hanging out with the CDs, I've noticed how prevalent the color pink is to this real subgenre of punk and dance music. Death From Above's debut, pink. Even USS, a little bit of pink. Viagra Boys, pink. La Tigra, CD, pink. The Fall, my favorite album, yeah, maybe not the dance punkiest, but performed by Language, pink again. So these albums, oh, and also Sex Beat too, pink. I don't know what it is about them in the color of pink, the whole genre in the color of pink, but really prevalent. But yeah, I'm not going to hold it up anymore. And coming up next, the two tracks from La Tigra I'm about to play on the Ode to Bedroom Dancing, which is, I believe, Water Bedroom. I'm sorry if I'm a bit rusty on my French. It's been about a decade. And then I have Let's Run, which you can really tell Julian Casablancas really liked. And if you haven't heard the track, then listen to Alone Together and check out Let's Run. But I'm going to shut up, and I'm just going to let the music roll.
Time. motion, patting every tear in motion, mirrors your fear, smile and say hello.
Yeah.
That track was Dragon Queen by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And yeah, the CD was right in front of me. I don't know if anybody's still tuned in from last break, but I mentioned that dance punk is a lot of pink album covers. And yeah, English beat, I just can't stop it, pink. And then some dance punk adjacent albums. What? The Clown's Back. But in all seriousness, yeah, Klaxon's got a little bit of pink. Everything's pink. Everything's pink. But yeah, I'm not going to hold you guys up for that much longer. I'll cut to the last couple songs I'm about to play in just a second. But yeah, another album I think from the 2020s that this is probably my favorite. It's Bright Green Field by Squid. Very strange album, krautrock, jazz rock, electronic, trip hop at times, punk at times. It's just an insane album that it comes like, I don't know, listen to it yourself, Squid's Bright Green Field. There's a little bit of dance punk near the end of that album, and I'm gonna be playing those tracks. I'm gonna be playing Peel Street and Pamphlets. I'm going to have to skip the track in between the two. My favorite track on the album, Global Groove, but that's all right. The other two, I don't think I've ever played on the radio. So I think you guys will get a kick out of them. Thanks for tuning in this week. I had a lot of fun. I think I'm going to try to do as many live shows as I can from now on. I really have a blast doing them every time. But yeah, thanks for sticking with me. I'm Nate. Listen to the program. Come see me at the Skeleton Arts Fest for a bit. I'll be volunteering. And yeah, thanks for everybody for tuning in this week.
free. There's no warden.
Got a brand new car ride on my drive. up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly one